are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
You're listening to Sage Advice and you're with Indrajit. And today we are talking about PTSD. And as in our previous episodes, you must have heard, we've talked about the types of PTSD. But now we're going to ask Sharna's doctor, what are the symptoms and how do you pick those symptoms in a potential case or a person who's suffering with PTSD? Over to you, Sharnas.
Yes, Indrajit. The symptoms of PTSD are very important to diagnose, and the symptoms can appear as soon as the episode ends or even years later. Mm-hmm. It is a multidimensional disorder with many different causes and outcomes. Mm-hmm. So some of the common symptoms, if we could discuss those,
right,
are, say, intense feelings of distress whenever the person is reminded of that tragic event or experience. Mm-hmm. There is extreme physical reactions to reminder of the trauma, such as maybe vomiting or nausea or sweating or a pounding heart.
Right.
There are invasive upsetting memories of that tragedy. When I mean invasive upsetting memories, you know, a person is occupied in some other activity and suddenly the memory of this event keeps intruding on this person's mind. Mm-hmm. When the person is unable to carry on his usual or day-to-day activities. Flashbacks is a very common and an important symptom of PTSD. Mm-hmm. The person feels like the trauma is happening again. Mm-hmm. That's what we mean by flashbacks.
Right.
There are nightmares of either the frightening things or of the event.
Okay.
There is loss of interest in life and daily activities. Mm-hmm. Feeling emotionally numb and detached from other people.
Right.
There is a sense of not leading a normal life. They basically do not have a positive outlook of future.
Okay.
Person tends to avoid certain activities, mm-hmm. feelings, thoughts, or places that may remind the person of that tragedy. And difficulty in remembering important aspects of a tragic event.
Right.
The mind kind of has blank important parts of that tragedy.
Okay.
These are some of the most common symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Thank you very much, Shanaz, for elaborating. And I think our listeners must have picked up a lot of cues and important pieces of information, because sometimes it can be very confusing. But as you've clearly elaborated upon most of the symptoms, this should be very helpful information. But it does not end here. There's more to talk about when we are discussing PTSD. We got to now move on and discuss how do we help people with PTSD. But for that, you got to keep listening to Sage Advice. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.